This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are really just getting started. We should just really be getting started. You know, today's the only day we can make those one-hour difference jokes. But anyways, before the break, we were talking with Evelyn in regards to a couple things with her bulbs that, you know, she is forced early and what to do with them, right? So I'd be looking at the bulbs that you have and be saying, what would I be doing if they were outside, you know, for the season, and kind of look at the season. And normally, with bulbs, once they're done flowering, they start to die back. The leaves start to turn that light yellow and almost fade into brown. And then they are, you know, the energy is back stored into the bulb. So we usually cut the leaves and let them sit until the next season. You know, sometimes, you know, you will fertilize them in the fall for winter with the idea of trying to keep them, you know, store the energy for the winter, and you'd use a bulb tone or a bone meal. Either one would suffice on that. But, you know, it's kind of, you got to look at it and say, what would I normally do? And what am I looking to do? You know, if I am looking to force them again this year, that's when you try to force them to have a cold period so that they can store that energy to rebloom for you. If you want them to bloom the next season, kind of let them do their thing during the season. Let them die back. I would not repot what you have at this point. I think with five in a pot like that, you know, the roots are going to be intermingled, which is a good thing. They can all feed off of the fertilizer, everything on there. And I think you'll be fine by leaving them that way. So I wouldn't worry about a lot of it unless you're looking to reforce them. If you're looking to reforce them, that's when you get into the process. Otherwise, kind of let them die back, do their thing during the season, let them have the cold period over winter, and then start again in the spring.
Thank you. I need clarification, please, because right a couple years ago, I let them. Now I'm talking about the tulips now, because I haven't planted tulips in my yard for many years because I didn't have the energy to put chicken wire all around them to protect them from the rodents. Even when a couple years ago, when I left them in the pots and I left them on my porch, the chipmunk, they were looking great, you know, all spring and looking, I mean, they were doing fine. I mean, they all died back. I mean, there was no problem. I knew that they were there, and nobody was digging at them. Beginning of the summer, whatever, the chipmunks eventually got to them, and they were all, the chipmunks got every last one. So I'm not going to put them outside this year, not even on the porch. I'm going to leave them in their pots and leave them in the house in a sunny window. Now, these bulbs that I, that are not looking so good now, don't I need to still feed them some either the bulb tone or the bone meal at some point, because I do want to force them again? Wouldn't I need to still feed them? They don't, you know, the leaves are pretty scrawny, and the blossoms themselves were not that huge. It's not like they were big, beautiful ones that I used to grow in my garden, these ones that I bought in the store already forced. So I don't know how much, if there's any fertilizer, them, any bulb tone or anything left as they are standing, as they are now in their pots. You know, I don't know if there's anything left for them to feed on. So that would be my next question to you.
So what at this point, what I would be doing is really kind of letting them go. Fertilizing now is only going to try to force new growth on them.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to ask you. At what point do I fertilize them? At what point?
You're going to fertilize them when you want to start forcing them again, right?
So prior
and getting
them in the refrigerator.
After the refrigeration process, once you bring them out of that process, then you're getting ready for them to start the process of forming leaves, forming flowers. If you do it too early, what it's doing is it's just forcing the plant to stay in the awake, if you will, and not go into dormancy. We want it to go to dormancy so it can reflower. So you wait until that process has gone through, and then from there you start it out, right? You can start with the, a liquid food. You can start with whichever. But the idea is if we continue to fertilize and continue to push, whichever to a plant like this, it's going to continue growing. We want it to go dormant. So that's why we slow down and do not fertilize at this point.
Okay. Even though I'm concerned that, isn't there a concern that there is not enough, energy within that bulb because so much has been spent already since they were bloomed? And I mean, I'm just trying to think if they were outside. Now, When I planted them in the fall, I did put fertilizer in the bottom of that hole, and then they went into dormancy all winter long, and then I don't feed them again because the fertilizer had already put in the ground, and they went into dormancy during the cold outside, okay? And then they come up themselves without me fertilizing them again because I already fertilized them in the fall, but those were the dry bulbs that I planted. So here I'm dealing with, I'm not drying them out at all. I'm leaving them in the pot. I'm going to leave them in the pot all summer long, protected on my porch so the chipmunks do not dig them up and eat them, take them away. So my question is, if I'm leaving them outside all season in the pot, and watching them carefully, then are you saying when it starts to get October, the end of October outside, when they would naturally go dormant, then I fertilize them? But it seems to me, I'm still a little confused because they are different now. I'm trying to think if they were outside now. I would probably feed them, wouldn't I, before the season, gets cold. And then I would refrigerate them and let them go dormant in my pots and put them in the refrigerator in my refrigerator all winter to mimic outside, correct? So my question, so now you have my questions for you to clarify, please.
Okay, so what I would be, you know, doing is for a bulb that is multiple seasons, usually we're not fertilizing again for until the following spring when it starts to come back. So again, I would be waiting until it's done flower, you know, it's next season, it's done, it's gone through the cold process, it's coming up, because we don't want to put anything too early before that. We do this in the fall to try and stimulate the root growth so it can do a little bit before it goes into its dormant stage. Your plants are already growing at this point. And by growing, I don't mean showing leaves.
They're dying. The leaves are dying now.
Yeah. But the thing is, with this one, you know, I would not fertilize until it's time to bring them out from the cold process so that they can push new growth and new flowers for the next season.
When should I stick them in the refrigerator then? So I'll just leave them be. Don't fertilize them now with anything. Don't fertilize them all summer. You're saying with...
So what I would do is I would put them in the cold period about 12 weeks prior to when you want to start forcing them. So
right.
3 months prior, and then it would be good. I got to hit a break. We will be back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're got a couple minutes before I have Karen from Natural Alternative join us. We wanted to wrap up here with Evelyn. I know we've been going back and forth, but I want to make sure you're taken care of so that you can be successful. So is there anything else we can kind of clear up for you?
Yes. Before I called you, I had actually taken pulled out one of the pots, the tulip, it just came out in all one clump from one of the pots. The roots are all matted together. They're very thick. You know, if this were a regular plant, I would look at this and say, oh, my God, they're all intertwined. It's a big matted mess of roots. Oh, it's time to repot this plant. So that's my my other question I wanted to ask you, because you said do not repot them, but I don't know if you could see this mess of matted roots. I mean, if I let them be like this all summer until the fall when I'm going to put them into the refrigerator in the pot, you know, as the pot as is, I'm afraid that I won't be successful. So I wanted your opinion on that, because they are so matted and look like, you know, if it were a normal plant, I would definitely be repotting it.
So then I would definitely repot it. If the roots are like that, they're kind of matted, you know, try to break it up to...
Oh, scary. The whole thing just comes out, you know?
Yep. Try to break it up maybe into three in one and two in another. But, you know, the idea is with all that you have, you know, the number that you have, if they're in fives, you know, you can break them up and put maybe three in each container. Or maybe it's you take four and move one to another, space them out. That's really going to be okay to do at this point, and let that go through that same process as before. And you should definitely be fine.
Okay, and don't fertilize them until they go to through the cold
Yes.
Period.
Not on these.
So next spring of 2023, that's when I'm going to fertilize them.
Yeah, when you're looking to When you're ready to force them, that's when you'll start doing any of the fertilization.
And how will I fertilize that then, Patrick, please?
With, you can use whatever you already have. Those would be fine. The Super Thrive might be a nice way to get it started based on being a liquid form. That would be fine. A granular form wouldn't hurt as well. So either one would be fine. That's not going to, either one will be fine. It's not going to be the end of the world if you chose one over the other, honestly.
That's great. So you answered all my questions, and I appreciate your patience with me, and I'm a little bit more awake right now.
I understand.
So you have a good day. Thanks so much.
You too, Evelyn. And it, as always, we always want to make sure when somebody gets off the phone with us, we can understand what we're talking about. So anytime, we're here to help. That's what we're here for. That's what we spend these 4 hours on Sunday, is to help others be successful in the garden. So I appreciate the call, Evelyn, and you enjoy the rest of your day. And the sun's coming up, so it's time to wake up for everybody.
And I hope we all pray for the people in Ukraine. That's what I'm doing now.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All
righty. Bye-bye. All right. So about a minute and a half before the break, we're going to have Karen from Natural Alternative join us at 7:30 here. We're going to talk about some getting ready, really, for the lawn, what we can be doing. We'll talk a little bit about inhibitor, the fertilization program, how we can do these things. So definitely stay tuned to that. It's going to be coming up in about 5 minutes after the break. So I look forward to speaking about that. We start thinking spring. You know, finally the sun is out. It comes out a little bit later now, but it is blue sky. Going to be cool today, but this week is looking beautiful. Looking consistently during the day in the 50s. So that's some excitement right there. I'm telling you, I've had enough of the cold weather. I've had enough of the snow. I've had enough of winter. So 7 days until spring. I can't wait. So, like I said, we're going to take a break here. Then we'll be joined with Karen from Natural Alternative. Save the phone number and give us a call and wait for a little bit. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Said we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA Radio News. Speaking at a rally in South Carolina, former President Trump wants to change how America holds its elections come 2024.
The ultimate goal would be the same-day elections. Why can't we have same-day elections?
Trump went on to say mail-in ballots should only be used for military and those with health conditions. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators have arrived in Warsaw to meet the U.S. ambassador to Poland. Senators Rob Portman of Ohio, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut will also be meeting with U.S. troops from the 82nd Airborne Division. As many as 12 missiles struck near a sprawling U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil, and what a U.S. defense official and an Iraqi official said was a strike launched from neighboring Iran. The Kurdish Interior Ministry says the attack caused only material damage. Only one civilian was injured. So far, there's been no official claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News. A powerful late winter storm is leaving thousands in the dark along the East Coast. The storm's high winds and heavy snowfall left more than 140,000 people without power Saturday. The National Weather Service has put around 16 million people under a winter storm warning from Tennessee to Maine. Officials at Chernobyl say the nuclear power plant has been running on generators since the electrical system was damaged during a Russian attack last week. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the reactors at the Ukrainian plant are now dependent on diesel generators and that repairs are ongoing. Ukraine says the site is under Russian control and that 400 Russian soldiers are present full-time at the site. President Biden said the U.S. will aim to squeeze Russia's economy even further.
We're banning imports of goods from several signature sectors of the Russian economy, including seafoods, vodka, and diamonds.
Biden said the Russian stock market remains closed because the second it opens, it'll fall apart. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are joined now by Karen from Natural Alternative. A little earlier than we have been doing, but we want to have everybody hear all that information. So good morning, Karen. How are you today?
I'm good, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I could use an extra hour of sleep today, but I digress. But anyways, let's get into it because we're almost in spring. We're a week away, and we know what spring means. It's starting to get ready for the lawn, doing that fertilization program, and really just getting ready. We have a ton of things to do, and as our lawns thaw out, we kind of think about crabgrass as the first thing, and you guys have a great product for that, right?
That is correct. That is called our Natural Alternative Inhibitor. It's a fertilizer with a crabgrass reducer, and it will help to feed your lawn during this early spring as it's starting to wake up, and it's also going to prevent the crabgrass from germinating. And we recommend that you put this on your lawn first, once the ground is not frozen, and make sure there's no freestanding water in your lawn after the snow and the rains have kind of passed that we've gone through recently. And it's important that we get this down before the soil temperatures start to warm up. We want to get this down. The grass seed and the weeds will start to germinate at a temperature of 55 degrees at a 4-inch depth. And this is usually sometime in May. So we do have some time to get this down before that temperature hits. And a bag of the Natural Alternative Inhibitor, that will cover 5,000 square feet. So we want to make sure you have time to get this and get it down on your lawn before the crabgrass starts to germinate.
Definitely, and the key point that you brought in there and I think people need to understand, is it's the soil temperature where crabgrass starts to germinate, not the temperature outside, right? You said
that is correct.
You said what, 55 degree at 4-inch depth?
Yes, that's the standard that we go through, and that's about the temperature that most of the weeds start to germinate and start to wake up, and we want to make sure we get that crabgrass reducer down so that it can get activated and prevent those crabgrass plants from germinating.
Perfect. I only ask multiple times because that is a huge thing. People see, you know, we think when it comes to crabgrass, we see the forsythia bloom and we got to go. All right, it's ready to go. But that, you know, you want to get it down for the pre-emergent, but waiting a little bit of time is actually the right way to go. So that's why I brought it up a second time, because it is so important this time of year. So we use the inhibitor, and we continue on with the process, and you guys have a great fertilization full program, correct?
That is correct. We have we have three full programs, depending on your lawn and grass type. Most of the listeners for the Paul Parent area will use the cool season program, which is ideal for tall fescue lawns, bluegrass lawns, and ryegrass lawns. And these are designed to feed your lawn from the early spring through the winter, and they're shipped direct to your door so you don't have to go out in the cold, you don't have to worry about taking an umbrella, and you don't have to waste your gas to go get it. Let us take care of this for you. We're going to get your order shipped direct to you via UPS. And what's great about our products is they were designed by an agronomist who knows what's best for the soil and the plants and the beneficial organisms that are in the soil. So you're trying to take the guesswork out of what you need to apply and when to apply it. So each of our fertilizers is conveniently labeled steps A1 through A5. So you don't have to worry about when to apply. And the fertilizers we use, they're made from natural and organic-based sources of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Everything that goes into a bag of natural alternative fertilizer is usable by the plant. There are no fillers, so you're not wasting your money, and there's a lot of value in the bag of the fertilizer. The nitrogen that we use is a slow-release fertilizer that will help to provide a uniform color and feed your lawn over time. And you'll notice that most of our fertilizers are phosphorus-free, and that's because most of the established grass plants don't need a lot of phosphorus. Phosphorus is typically used when you're seeding to develop the strong root plants for the new seedlings. And by having a phosphorus-free fertilizer, this is going to help to reduce any runoff that can go into lakes, streams, waterways, which will increase algae blooms. And we're trying to do everything we can to protect our waterways. And, of course, we have potassium in our fertilizers, which is important for the movement of protein and carbohydrates into the plant. And that's going to help to strengthen the cell walls, which will decrease disease resistance. And all of this equals a healthy plant. That's what we're trying to do, is build up your grass plants so that you have a healthier lawn, a greener lawn. And when you have a healthy plant, it's going to go through stress. It's going to respond quicker once the stress subsides. And, of course, all of our fertilizers are enhanced with fertilizer, which will help to keep your plants and roots healthy. The full programs we offer are designed to cover 6,000 square feet, and you'll find these on the Natural Alternative website under the Lawn tab, and if you use the PPGC coupon code, you'll get 10% off and you'll have free shipping. And for the listeners that some of them like to have us notify them when to apply the next step. So when you're ordering, please put a note on the order, or if you're calling us at 888-546-5941, ask to be put on our reminder program, and we'll notify you either with a phone call, a text, or an email so that you know when it's time to apply your next application. So we're trying to do everything we can to take the guesswork out of your lawn care.
I do have to say that's probably one of my most favorite things that you guys do, because we all get busy. We all have a lot of things going on. You just never know when to do that. And who else is going to remind you, you know, that you need to put the lawn fertilizer down? It's incredible. I think it's probably, I mean, the product is incredible as it is, but I think it's one of the best features you guys have. It's just that friendly reminder to saying, hey, this is the time to do it. We all get busy. We all have things going on, but that is top of the line. So it's something that with that first that fertilization program, your five applications, I think is definitely the way to go. The early spring feed and the later spring feed, because when you start early, it can you definitely need to make it through there. We've talked on this program extensively in regards to the multiple fertilizations, and you guys really, really do that well for everyone. So the on the website here, it's a, for those of you who didn't purchase any ice melt over the winter because you're strictly with the lawn care, it has been updated since it was about November, December. It is a great website to get tons of information for. And I just, for those who haven't seen it and are just joining us again for the spring season, just hoping you can just give a little bit more information about the website, where to look for that lawn program.
Sure. So under the naturalalternative.com website, you would click on the lawn button, and that'll take you to our products, and you'll see we have different products available. You'll see the cool season programs. You'll see the other warm season programs that we offer, and you'll see the inhibitor that we talked about as well is on there. We also offer a seeding fertilizer for when you're starting to put seed down to either reseed your lawn or fill in the dead areas from the winter. You'll find that there. And I think one of the neat things about our website that I use a lot, up in the bar, in the orange bar, there is a magnifying glass. And if you cannot find something, don't know where to go, click on that magnifying glass, and that will give you a search bar. So when we're talking about the full programs, whether we're talking about fertilizer or the inhibitor, if you type that in, that will bring up our products, show you how to get to them. And there's also some checklists that we have on our website that are easy to find using that magnifying search option. And we offer a March lawn and garden checklist that if you use that and go to that checklist, you'll see things that you can start doing now, such as, preparing your vegetables, your herb gardens indoors, and what you can do to help to repot plants, preparing them with fertilizer and some fertilizer, what to look for, such as pests, knowing that things are going to start becoming active in once the season starts to warm up. And on there, there's also a lawn checklist, things you can be doing, such as, getting out there and raking up the sticks and the leaves that were left over from the fall or that may have come down during the winter season. And talking about also using your pre-emergent as well as when to start looking at your lawn to mow. And there's some things we'll be talking about in the next couple of weeks about getting ready for the spring and mowing and what's the best thing to do so that you're maximizing your lawn care dollars and getting the best results for your lawn that you can.
That's one of the reasons why I wanted to just have you talk a little bit about the website, is because it is, you know, it was always great before, but with this update and everything along those lines, really phenomenal information to be ready for the season. So if you have some time, take a look at it. You can be ahead of what you need to do and know what's going on for, you know, spring season for the next season. You know, the mowing and watering in the Know and Grow section gives you some ideas of what to do. It's awesome. So, you know, the website is such a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of great products that it just needs to be discussed so often because you get some great things for it. So we're about a minute from a break, but we are going to we're going to talk a little bit about some bundles some other bundles, not just our fertilization program, but some other bundles. We'll be talking about that getting started bundle on the other side of the break, and we'll talk a little bit about Protolizer here because Protolizer is such an important product that it needs to be screamed from the mountaintops of how great it is. So we're going to take a break. For everybody out there who wants to give us a call in the 8 o'clock hour, phone number is 855-660-4261. Take that break. We'll be back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. And I want to get right into it to let's talk a little bit about some of the bundles you have.
Sure. So I know everybody's wanting to get outside and start working with their plants and planting their vegetables and herbs and so forth. So you can actually get these started now, and a lot of your user listeners do use our products and want to use these now to get those started. And our Get Started bundle actually contains a 6.5-pound shaker jug of the 555 all-purpose plant food and a 6-ounce container of fertilizer. And it's a perfect pair to feed your plants as they start to develop, and the fertilizer will help to develop a strong root system. So what I do is I typically mix some of the 555 and the fertilizer in the soil, mix it up good, plant my plant, cover it up, and then I will take the fertilizer. I'll mix a scoop of the fertilizer with a gallon of water, and then water in your plants so that that way they're getting the fertilizer not just in the soil, but you can use it to water it in. And once you're starting plants or you're transplanting your plants, we recommend that you use the fertilizer every 2 weeks as they get started, because that fertilizer is going to help to develop that root system and make it a stronger one. And when we're looking at the Get Started bundle, the 555 is the fertilizer. It's the food source that the plants need to feed them, to get them started and make strong, healthy plants. The fertilizer is what we consider something like vitamins and probiotics. And fertilizer has so many different benefits to it. It's a blend of beneficial microbes that will colonize around the root system. So it's going to protect the root system against anything that can attack it. So it's going to make that system, that root system, healthier. It's going to make it so that the plants can absorb the nutrients that are in the soil. It makes the germination and seedling more viable. It just does so many different things, and a lot of people like it. We use it. You can use it on your rhododendrons, your roses, your blueberry bushes, trees, plants, vegetables, anything that has roots can use fertilizer on it. And because a lot of us have plants indoors, fertilizer can be used on your indoor plants too, because they're going through stress as well. And as the heat system kicks on and kicks off, it's just one great thing to use to make sure that your plants indoors and outdoors are healthy. It is an OMRI-registered product. And, again, you'll find the Get Started bundle on the Grow section of our website. And, again, if you're ever not sure where to find something, in the orange bar at the top, that magnifying glass is a search option. And you can always type in Get Started, and that'll take you to the product on our website. And if you have questions or anything on our products, or if you can't find it online, give us a call at 888-546-5941, and we'll be glad to help you with the products you need for what you're trying to do.
Definitely. And you guys, the great thing is you answer the phone. It's one of the other benefits you guys have.
Yes, we definitely have somebody answering the phone. Do not like to have a system where you have to push so many buttons to get to talk to somebody. We want to help you. We don't want to waste your time, and we want to make sure that we're answering your questions. I think one of the biggest things that our boss has always tried to stress to us is not just to sell something, but to educate somebody so that you know what you're doing, so that you can get the right thing that's right for the soil, that's right for your plants, and right for you.
Awesome. Well, Karen, we appreciate all the information as always. I hope you get to enjoy the rest of your day here.
Thanks, Patrick. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.